Greetings, Apropos-y, and buckle up for the sex.
Really?
It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
Really?
With your hosts?
Salsa.
James.
I know I'm supposed to be perky right now because, like, I try to bring the energy up, but I've had a fucking week. And if you're going to bring the energy down this quickly at the beginning of the goddamn podcast, we're going to have fucking words. And I'm Jenna.
Well, all right.
Okay.
What are we drinking?
Scotch.
Scotch. It's the leg. Awful. That was the
leg.
Oh my God.
I blame the leg.
I think we actually did that better over the interwebs. Tonight we are drinking Cavalan whiskey, port cask finish, concert master, rich bodied with natural sweetness and complexity, 43% alcohol.
I have natural sweetness and complexity.
Where do you keep it?
With my 43% alcohol.
Yeah. That story checks out.
So we are drinking a Taiwanese whiskey.
Ooh.
Yeah? Oh, all right. It does smell really sweet.
It does.
Mm.
Mild concerns.
Yeah, it's got kind of a cherry.
Well, it's got the port cask finish. So.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Oh, okay. That makes complete sense.
Well, you read the bottle. It's right there.
Look, you don't listen to me. I don't listen to me.
I don't. How do? Hi. I'm just gonna take a sip of this.
Yeah. All right.
Kampai or Sláinte or whatever.
When I took the sip, it actually hit me in the back of the throat. So my reaction was not necessarily booze flavor related. It was, however, booze related.
That's warm. Oh.
That is warm.
I like that.
I actually kind of dig this.
I'm all about this.
It's got like a cinnamon cherry note to it. Which, the port casks, you were saying.
I was about to say, does it taste like port?
Kind of, but not the same.
Yeah.
Not as much as I'm
thinking like maraschino cherries.
Yeah.
Not like.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're dividing your cherries.
Go on. Name another cherry.
Black cherry.
Racist.
Oh.
I was waiting for it because it was the only other cherry that I could think of. And I was like, I bet he's going to say black. I bet he's going to say black.
I was really hoping he wasn't going to say Bing because that's the only other one I know.
But. No. No, if Google has taught me anything, no one ever says Bing.
Anyway. Yeah, no, I'm getting more of the cinnamony.
Yeah.
The cinnamonity. Cinnamony.
Synonym.
Yep.
Oh, dang.
I'm getting a lot of synonym in there.
I mean, but what's it like?
Metaphorically?
Well done.
Yes.
I appreciate this joke.
Oh, I am so sleep deprived, and this might be it. This I may have already peaked. I make no promises on comedy from here on out.
The first half of the show is going to be Jenna laughing at her own jokes, and the second half is going to be Jenna snoring.
Snoring.
Yeah. You deserve it.
I got 2 hours of sleep last night.
Just make sure you fall asleep against the microphone so that you're keeping the audience company. Your face against the microphone.
Oh, no. Whoops. Yeah.
I should have been, I was going to say more
instructions
explicit.
Instructions unclear.
So is the air.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ, the air quality has been fucking shit in this state.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Cleared up over the weekend.
I actually...
Sunday.
Not the first half. Yeah, Sunday it did.
Sunday it was great.
Sunday I was like, is that... oxygen?
Right.
Like, It was
what?
Like, is this what outside is supposed to taste like?
Like, the air temperature was actually like 8 degrees cooler.
It was lovely.
But it felt so much hotter.
Yeah.
Because there was no haze to stop the sun. So the fucking sun was just there.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Fucking
yeah, salsa ended all of his shows perfect. By melting into a puddle while screaming, ah, what a world, what a world, ah.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Fucking flying monkeys.
So, how was doing an outdoor event over the course of the weekend for you, salsa?
Honestly, it was pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can probably tell from my voice that my voice is tired. Because I haven't shoved shit down it in a year and a half.
I was about to say, I lost it. Yeah. See?
Oh,
we should,
okay.
Tired.
We should have done hot toddies if I'd been thinking.
No, that would have been good. So it was good for my soul on so many levels.
I believe it.
Just putting on the costume and, oh my God, the script. Like 2 weeks ago, I was like, I should probably run through my script just to make sure I remember it all. And then on Thursday, I was like, no, really, I should fucking run through my script so I can remember it all. And then Saturday morning, I was going through my show. I was doing my show.
Right.
And I halfway through, I was like, oh, yeah, I say something right here. I'm going to say that. And then Sunday morning, my first show Sunday morning, right before my first show, I look in my case and go, oh, yeah, I haven't been doing the screwdriver this whole I need to remember to do that. So, like, just it's been coming back in bits and pieces.
Like, oh yeah, I have another thing I can shove down my throat.
Yeah, exactly. It's just been
forgot about this entirely.
Yeah. Like whole sections of my show will just kind of drift in and out, and then be like, okay, so I say this now, and then I have a punchline here. What was it?
Oh God!
Waiterly, what do I say here?
Line.
Shit.
Yeah. I actually had a Ville partner that would, repeat Ville jokes back to me for me when I was starting to space on things. And just be like, do inbox. I'm like, oh, yeah, I know that one. Fuck. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, it was great.
Yeah.
But, like, I shared a stage with Toil and Tumble, and they actually, it started as a joke, but then they actually put it in the show where they were like, if we just forget a line, we'll just turn to the audience and say line,
yeah,
and whatever they shout at us, that's the line in the show now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And a couple times they had to do it. They were just like, I'll do that line, and somebody in the audience would shout something nonsense, and they were like, that's the line in the show now. And it was brilliant.
That's beautiful.
Like, just that is, some of
it
the,
was pretty great,
you know, sometimes beautiful. The audience was just like, purple, and they'd be like, purple, you know, sometimes it was just some random nonsense, and they were just like, this is what we say now.
Yep.
And the other one would yes and it, and off they would go.
Yep.
It was pretty glorious, you know, being able to have performers that are comfortable enough in their own skin to be able to do something like that is pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, I got out there on Friday night, got my camper set up, got my stage set up. Saturday, my first show was at 12:30.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I woke up and took a nap, and then woke up again and made breakfast.
Fuck right off.
And then went to Cass Call at 9:00.
Yeah.
And then went to my stage and made sure everything was ready.
Wow.
And then went and took a nap.
Yeah, you worked so hard.
I was really bored.
Awesome.
Saturday morning, I was fucking bored.
Joking aside, yeah.
But yeah, no, so then
don't
I did.
Don't ruin the joke.
I did. So, but I did my three shows on Saturday. Wrapped everything up. Saw Piz Poor's farewell show.
I know.
So he kind of had two farewell shows.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The the guy putting together the schedules wanted to give him an extra half hour so he could have a big blowout show.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. they close at 7 on Saturday and at 5 on Sunday.
Oh.
So they were like, we don't have room or time to mm-hmm. do that on Sunday. So we're going to make your 5 o'clock show on Saturday. We're going to make that an hour long. And then you can just kind of fuck around and kind of have your big hurrah. Mm-hmm. And so we did. And before that show even started, I was talking to Pizpor and his orchestra backstage. And I was like, this is going to be like the worst Minnesota goodbye. Because you're going to have your big blowout hour-long weepy show on Saturday. And yeah. then you're going to come and do your shows on Sunday. And everybody's just going to be avoiding eye contact with you. Because they've already said everything on...
Weren't yes. you leaving?
Yeah.
But it was genuinely...
If you haven't been avoiding eye contact with Pizpor for years, you're doing it wrong.
But so we did that, and then similar thing on Sunday. I woke up at 7:30 and then fell back asleep until 8, and then had breakfast, you know, cooked up some eggs and Spam, and then went to Cast Call, which was not a thing, I guess. On Sunday, they didn't really have a Cast Call. Huh. They were just like, you didn't need to know anything. There was no new information. Cool. All right. I guess I'll go wander over to my stage then. It's such a different vibe. I know I've said this.
Right.
I've said this every year for every festival.
Oh, but sure.
It's such a different vibe from Minnesota, where everything is hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. This is just like, it'll happen eventually. I did my shows, and after that went and saw Pizpor's final show.
Yeah.
Which was very emotional. Gonna miss that guy a lot.
Yeah.
Because he's been doing that show for 16 fucking years.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's retiring, and he's fucking leaving.
Yeah.
Like,
yep.
Leaving. Like,
he's leaving.
Yeah.
On a jet plane.
He's moving out of the fucking country.
Oh.
That's a good way to go.
No,
that'll keep you from getting roped back in.
Yeah, no, because at one point I asked
and
him.
And he hates rope tricks.
I was like, you know.
Jesus Christ.
I was talking
to him. Oh, jeez.
I was like, I know you're retiring the character, but, you know, do you think you'll ever come back and do, like, a Die Laughing, you know, as a one-off or something like that? And he's like, that would be difficult from where I'm going.
Yeah. The moon. Where I belong.
But
going
no, like,
back home to Mars.
Like he told,
I would not be surprised. No.
He told me his last day of work is October 3rd, and October 6th, he and his wife are getting on a plane, fucking moving to Europe.
Oh, so he'll still be around for my birthday. Good.
But yeah, no, they're going to live out their retirement on a beach in Europe.
Nice. Well,
I know, right? So I wish him all good. The best.
They don't know which beach yet, but they're going to find one that isn't heavily policed.
All and, the love.
That's fair, though.
To him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was so good seeing those people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? Just like all the like the Minnesota Renaissance Actors Guild people that have welcomed me with open arms to all these little festivals that I've done. Honestly, if it wasn't for them, I probably wouldn't still be doing these little festivals, because when I first started doing these little festivals, I ran into the Midwest Renaissance Actors Guild, and they were like, yes, you can leave your stuff, you know, behind our tent. Absolutely. Here's some water, you know? And the next little festival I went to, it was like, oh, I know you people. Can I leave my swords here in the back of your tent? Absolutely. Yes.
Oh.
Here's a great place for you to put your stuff. And they just absolutely made me feel really welcome and gave me a home.
Holy shit. That's fucking awesome.
They were amazing, amazing people. And, like bands like Bart Mageddon. Were there. Broken Brogues were there.
Langer's Ball.
Langer's Ball was there. It was good seeing them.
Mm-hmm.
Cause they're leaving.
Yeah.
They're not coming back either.
I was about to say, like, glad you caught them there.
Cause they're doing Bristol and New York now.
Yeah.
Instead of Minnesota. So, And Michael was telling me about a little festival in West Virginia that they were also going to try.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So, yeah, no, just seeing some people that we're not going to see again for a while and seeing people we haven't seen for a long time. You know, a bunch of people from Minnesota that also, you know, do these little festivals. Like I said, Toilet Tumble.
Did you cry?
During Piz Poor's last show, I absolutely wept like a fucking baby.
Yeah. I was absolutely laughing so hard that I cried. But that's
but it was just like the hugging and the love that Claire, who kind of heads up the Midwest Renaissance Actors Guild, she does cooking demonstrations, kind of like what Angie used to do.
Yeah,
And she makes this dish that is basically sautéed mushrooms in garlic.
I mean, that's all you need, but yes.
Yeah, it's just like garlic and butter and mushrooms.
Yeah.
But I don't know what she does to it, but it is the most mind-fuckingly delicious thing. And like Sunday, I wander over there and she's like, "Are you done with your last show?" And I'm like, "Yes." She was like, "We saved you a bowl of mushrooms."
Because she
knows I fucking love those things.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, no, they're great people. Yeah. I love them very much. And it was really good just seeing people and kind of getting to do my show.
Yeah.
And I did my best tipping weekend was this weekend.
Ooh.
In like the entire time I have done Casimir, my best weekend for tipping was yesterday and the day before.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, holy shit. The crowds were loving it. They were into it. They were happy. The crowds were fantastic. We had a line a half hour out the gate on Saturday. It was a busy.
Hot damn.
Yeah, it was so good. Yeah,
I heard that it was absolutely nuts. A bunch of the places had said that they just sold out, or that they had been at other fairs and that they were now like quadrupling their stock and things like that because they were just
blitzed. The fudge booth completely sold out
on Sunday
on Saturday.
Oh yeah,
they were just like, we have nothing else. we have like three cakes in the back and that's it.
They ended up selling out on Sunday too at the last minute.
A lot of the like jewelry places were like, we kind of brought what we had and they spent all of last night fucking making new jewelry. it was everybody was out there to be at a Renaissance festival and they were loaded for bear. And so it was a great time. Everybody was smiling. Everybody had a great time. I can't think of any weirdness or drama that happened anywhere. It was just everybody wanted to have a good time. It was just fantastic. The energy in the air was great. The sky was really hazy, like I said, on Saturday, but it got up to like 79 degrees, so it was hot and it kind of sapped the energy out of you. But then Sunday was like 72 degrees, but the sky was just blue.
Yeah, it was brilliant. Mm-hmm.
But that sun was just directly in my face during my 12:30 show.
What was amazing was that it was like,
so
overcast.
I'm going to look up, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Overcast, 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 Casimir, and then Toil and Tumble, bright, brilliant sunshine, overcast, overcast, overcast.
Gonna be a bride.
And then,
bride,
again,
sunshiny day.
Super bright sunshine for the afternoon, and then just before closing gate, clouds. Just like,
yeah, and this month, this son of
guy
a bitch showed up.
Yeah, I did.
At one point, he was there.
Yeah,
I debated coming out with all of the kids on Sunday, and I had too much to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shit to do.
That's fair.
Fair. Yeah,
between getting ready for Renaissance Festival, which I know we're all doing. So, like, I'm not claiming bonus points for that.
No.
But, like, Fringe, my show opens this Friday, but I'll talk more about that.
Yeah.
That's not my opening for Fringe. That's just my show's opening for Fringe.
Right, right.
Oh, God, why did I agree to do an online streaming performance? And why did I think it would be a good idea to try to integrate all of this bullshit? And
you've never
why
taken on too much for Fringe before?
No.
This is a new thing, isn't it, for you?
I actually had somebody ask me. They're like, so you're doing a show for Fringe, right? I'm like, yes. They're like, so what other shows are you doing for Fringe this year?
Right.
And I was like,
oh, just one or two others.
Encyclopedia show. I'm just like, you got me.
Just one more question. What's Fringe?
Oh, my God. But, yeah, so...
Just watch the life die in Jenna's eyes.
Right. Again. Constantly.
Always. Always. But no, so getting ready for Fringe, getting ready for Fest, but also, Joe's moving. And I have stuff in his basement.
Yeah.
And I'm not even euphemistically don't have stuff in his basement anymore, but I do still have some stuff in his basement. But some of it is stuff that I need for Fest. So what's happening right now in my apartment is that it is doubling as a storage slash sifting through things location. And it's not a very big apartment.
No.
And I have a lot of tubs. We've discussed this before.
Yeah.
And so, like, I've got shoes drying in my kitchen sink while I'm busy trying to figure out how to do this specific transition in OBS. And I'm just like, yeah. So that's been fun.
Yeah.
And I didn't go to Run in the Glen, is basically what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't do that.
You're alone.
Yeah.
I was sad because I wanted to. And there were other things I wanted to help with. But like,
oh, sure.
I just, I can't. Right now, and then campground opens next week.
Yeah, if you're going to do all of the things, sometimes you can't do the other things.
I don't understand
that are outside of all of the things. Yeah. No, I know. Trust me, I fucking know.
What is he talking about?
I have no idea.
Why is he here?
Look, you're the one that approved him.
Right? It was your idea.
It was my idea, but you had an opportunity to say no.
Hang in the trophy. You should really give someone else a turn.
James, what? You're talking to yourself.
Huh? Oh, hi. So, no, that...
yeah. Anyway, I'm doing so many things, I can't do the other things, and I hate that.
Yeah,
it's the worst.
I've actualized it. Like, I'm good at being like, nope, can't do that, and that sucks, and I'm sorry.
Right.
But, like, and it does. Like, I feel it, like, in the depth of my being. I'm just like, no. But it's her birthday, and I want to celebrate with her with all of the people.
You can know it logically and still feel it emotionally.
Instead, I'm going to be moving boxes out of Joe's basement.
Yeah.
Boxes.
Come help move hay bales. I'll be moving tubs out of Joe's basement.
Well, I had kind of a similar situation because on Saturday, three different friends were all moving their shit out of their places, and all of them asked for help. And if I wanted to, I had already made promises. The thing is, I just had to prioritize it by. They already have some help. You are not driving a truck. You are not. You don't have a car that you can use to bring things places.
It's a dope. I mean, it'll get you places. Like,
yeah, I could take a glass.
Yeah.
You could bring their collection of miniatures.
But not not like a pint glass. That's funny. Not like a pint glass. But like a teapot.
I appreciate this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
I could take two teacups if I don't have a passenger. That's so, I ended up going to Fest on Saturday and helping to move hay bales in to get the booth ready because I've been intending to go and help with booth stuff this entire preseason, but this was the Saturday that I was available. So I went and we moved 250 bales. We, instead of receiving a platform that had all of them and just chucking them all off of there and then placing them where they go, instead we actually had to go and get them like 40 to 60 bales at a time, load them up, drive them over, unload them, and then stack them. And we had great help for it, but still having like I felt like I was of use. Fuck, it felt so good. It felt amazing. As much as it was physical labor, it was fucking great. I haven't felt like that in more than a year, probably a couple of years, just like active and purposeful, and it was great. And then immediately following that, did maintenance and clean out and setup of the green space that I'll be occupying during this fest season, which involved like sweeping a bunch of crap out of the existing one in some literal crap. And like that place needed attention. And then I went home and took a nap, had dinner at like 10 p.m., and then had a good night's sleep. And then got up on Sunday and went to Ren in the Glen. And it's very weird being a patron.
I hate it.
Yeah, it's like
I straight up hate it.
There were great things about it, but yeah, no, and Ren in the Glen actually has one of my favorite new foods. Yes, miniature hot pockets.
Are they tiny?
Isn't that called a pizza roll?
They're bigger That's than pizza rolls.
Okay,
but they're like a third the size of a hot pocket.
So it's like a pasty.
It's much smaller than a pasty.
Pasties are variable sized.
This one was about the size of two or three pizza rolls stuck together.
I see why you like it now. It's small.
Got it. So I got two taco flavored ones, a chicken bacon ranch one, and a pepperoni pizza. And they were amazing. We managed to get some of the cakes and fudge before they got bought the fuck out. That's my souvenir, is that I got a chocolate Guinness gingerbread cake. I'm really excited about it.
Did you get over to the bar at all?
Yeah.
What did you have?
I didn't have anything from the bar.
Oh, disappointing.
I just saw shows.
Should have had the Groot.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. It's Oliphant Brewing. It's called Groot.
Yeah.
It is a Gruit style. And it was an ale brewed with clove, juniper, caraway, and pepper.
That sounds amazing.
It was so fucking good.
Yeah.
So goddamn good.
I was also on a super limited budget and driving.
That's fair. So, that's fair. You're a lightweight. I keep forgetting.
There's also that. And then went home, did a bunch of studying, and then...
You stopped and got New Glarus on the way home, right?
Passed the fuck out. No. Again, very limited budget. No, I know.
Can't take him anywhere.
He's the worst.
You didn't take me anywhere.
Yeah, there's a reason. There's a goddamn reason.
I spent my New Glarus money tipping you, Toil and Tumble.
Wrong fucking choice.
And the Brothers Dim.
Wrong fucking choice.
It was more important that I pay performers.
No. It was more important that you get New Glarus on your way home from Wisconsin. James.
Oh my god.
I agree that New Glarus is very important.
You know what he's done here?
He has
basically paid me for me to get the New Glarus and bring it here.
I'm comfortable with that.
That's rude.
Rude.
If it had been me, I would have gotten you some New Glarus. I don't even drink
it. You don't drink it, though.
Yeah.
He drinks it.
Yeah. That's also true.
But that's how you know it would get to you.
The other thing is, I didn't have to stop for gas anywhere in Wisconsin.
Mm. Oh, good call.
Yeah. I didn't...
In general. I think the last time I was in Wisconsin, I got you guys some New Glarus.
That's true. I did.
I was like, wait a minute. Yeah. I gotta grab this for the boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. I totally did do that.
Even Jenna knows Even Jenna even, knows how this works.
Even the hops hater.
So I take it that you did not buy any new Glarus?
I did. There's fucking right over there. Did you not see it when you walked in?
But you can't have any.
My God.
No, that's okay. how I love new Glarus.
How dare you look me in the face and say that I did not get new Glarus.
God, he was rude to you twice.
Oh, my God.
He fucked up twice.
He implied that Salsa, I did not stop for new Glarus.
I want to clear the air right now and tell you that I am going to be consistently rude to you.
Okay.
That's not going to change.
I'm good with that.
And I honestly, it shouldn't be a shock now, but...
Oh, I just shocked. I wasn't shocked.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right.
Not good, at all. Good. I'm just looking for an excuse to yell at you.
Oh, thank God. Yeah. And then today was I don't know about the two of you, but like incredible difficulty just focusing on fucking anything. It was very productive. I got everything else done. But
between
just couldn't,
mental exhaustion and physically just feeling like I've been through a fucking egg beater.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, work was rough today.
Yeah.
But it was a good weekend.
It was.
Wouldn't have traded it for anything.
It was a really good weekend.
Excellent.
I got to watch Blade Runner with someone.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. We're introducing a new topic at the 31st minute.
Yeah, okay.
Good choice, James.
No, that was it.
Well good done. Choice.
No, that was, that's it.
We're going to take a break.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Back, I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
And I'm Jenna.
And we're all fucking tired and worn out and beat up.
So I think I just used the last of any energy I had left.
So we're going straight to the Fast Five.
Fast Five!
Today's Fast Five comes to us from James.
Yay!
Wait.
Aw.
God, that just takes forever.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, really, two-thirds of that was really a waste. Drags out. I don't deserve even that much fake applause. All right. So... tonight's Fast Five, question number one. Donkey Kong or Civilization?
It is on like Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong.
That is what I've heard. I think I would also have to choose Donkey Kong.
All right.
Question number two. Sim City or The Sims?
Oh, fuck you. Mm-hmm.
I've
God damn it.
Actually played Sim City, so I'll go with that one.
All right.
Oh, you're a jerk, and I don't like you anymore.
Anymore?
Well,
audience, you heard it here. At one point, Jenna held me in some regard.
A shot glass worth.
Yeah, that's about right.
Because it was filled with booze that you gave me.
Aww. Yeah. Legitimate.
I'm so angry. I fucking love SimCity. I love The Sims. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say Sims.
Hmm.
Just The Sims.
I'm going to say SimCity.
Okay.
All right. And Salsa chose SimCity because that's the one you've actually played?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Question number three. Big or little?
Big.
Little.
Yeah, I think I would probably choose Little.
What a surprise.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, like, whatever.
Shocking no one. Yeah.
The day that you choose Big over Small is just going to floor us so much, and it's never going
to
happen. So.
I mean, if I have to choose a size of food.
Oh, that's fair.
You were just raving about the mini Hot Pockets, James.
Okay, pardon me. If I had to choose portions...
So many pizza rolls.
Just
but like, oh my God.
Mini pizza rolls.
I once
talked about
that. My roommate was both awed and concerned because I ate a packet of ramen and 160 pizza rolls. Which I know, salsa, you're not. You're like, what? So? What did you? What came after appetizers?
But yeah, like,
fun fact.
Yes,
the pizza roll was created in Duluth, Minnesota.
That's fucking fantastic. They need a pizza roll museum. I want to go bobbing for pizza rolls.
I wouldn't be surprised if they did have like some kind of museum information.
I want to ride on a pizza roll coaster.
Pizza roller coaster.
Damn it. How did I miss that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
That's,
that's how tired we are.
Oh,
right?
All right.
Again. We're not cutting this short for us. We're cutting this short for you guys.
Yeah. Question number 4. Music or food?
Food.
Probably food. He wrote it and he's still got to
think about
it. I
can go a day without music. I'm not going a day without food.
I wrote this and I'm not sure, but I think I would probably say...
Like, I would rather
food.
Go out to a restaurant with a bunch of people than go to a concert with a bunch of people.
Oh, yeah. Concerts can be real gross.
They're, It's just loud and I'm old.
A lot of people.
Sweaty weirdos.
Get off my lawn.
Amen.
Oh, no, I want to go to a concert. All right. So I chose food. Question number 5. Sandwich or snack?
What's the difference?
Right.
Sandwich.
Cucumber
no,
sandwiches.
Snack. I'll go snack.
I am gonna go snack.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think I'm also going to go snack.
All
right. Like right now?
I mean, I made room.
Okay.
All right. And now for the context!
Context.
Thank you. That was great.
You're welcome.
You're like a professional at this or something. Donkey Kong or Civilization? If the fate of the world relied on you playing better than the attacking aliens, I didn't say Space Invaders, which would you choose? Donkey Kong or Civilization?
The world is fucked.
I was about to say, we're all screwed. Sorry, guys.
Donkey Kong.
Yeah, I think I'd have to stick with Donkey Kong.
I would at least have a fighting chance with that game.
Right.
Yeah, I feel like I would have a much better chance with Donkey Kong. Because...
Like, I've just never gotten through Civilization or gotten... Like, I think...
I also got steamrolled by Gandhi.
Yeah.
Well...
There's a glitch. They left it. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, Gandhi starts out really low, and if you, like, lower his like, whatever it is, it actually wraps around from lowest to highest,
and
he suddenly becomes super aggressive.
Yeah. Mm. And then murders you. Yeah, I would have to say Donkey Kong would be the only way that I could do that.
Now I have to go play more Donkey Kong.
Question number 2, SimCity or The Sims? I'm curious, where was the first place you heard reticulating splines, but especially, which one feels more relaxing to you?
Reticulating
splines? Is that where that came from?
Yes.
Splines?
Okay.
Yeah.
What?
I first heard reticulating splines from you.
Oh.
So, Sim.
I guess James is a big sim, you're right.
Yeah, that's pretty true. I do need help to remember how to use the bathroom.
I don't remember this thing. What?
Oh, on the loading screens for a lot of different Maxis games, following SimCity, the phrase reticulating splines, which is nonsense, was put on there. They just invented a bunch of phrases generating terrain, reticulating splines.
Reticulating is an actual word.
No, they're okay. Both real words.
Oh, well, you said it was nonsense, so.
But in the combination, it means anything. Nothing, yeah.
Yeah.
Which I find more relaxing?
Yeah.
God, neither.
Yeah, neither of those is relaxing to you?
No.
Huh.
No.
I just get stressed out because I don't know what the fuck is going on or what I'm supposed to be doing.
Huh.
I just get frustrated and angry at the game.
Huh. Well, yes? No. I mean, it's the same kind of feeling for both.
Huh. The Sims stresses me out. Like, I have, like, weirdly, I'm with Salsa on The Sims, but with SimCity, I feel really zen and relaxed.
Oh, no, my population got pissed off at me because I couldn't build, like, fucking parks or fast enough for.
Huh.
It was like, spent my money on parks, and then I couldn't get electricity to them, and then their sewage was backing up, and I was like, fuck you all.
Ooh. Oh, see, I always cheat.
Oh, okay.
Like, I always load myself up with the dollars.
Yeah.
Because I'm here to have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're not playing competitively, then it...
Then it doesn't matter.
Then who cares? Yeah. Play the way that makes you happy.
Right.
Okay. No, I just... there's something really nice about civic planning. I don't know.
I have played Sims.
Yeah.
And SimCity without money. And it can be aggravating, depending on what you're doing. I still don't find it, like, seriously upsetting, but it's just like, man, I wish I had some more money.
Hmm.
I'm just going to fix this problem.
Like, if only I could put in a code, and oh, I can.
Yup.
Yep. All right. Question number 3. Big or little, if you were to make a change to your body to add to your confidence, would you want to make something bigger, including height, arms, butt, whatever, or something smaller, ears, feet, butt, whatever.
You don't want me any cockier. Have I not got enough confidence for you already, James?
I mean...
I don't really associate confidence with my body, though, so...
Yeah, I mean, my body's been through a lot. I feel like after giving birth, I'm just like, fuck it, man. Like, huh. I was just like, no, my body overall is just, it's gonna do its thing. I am right now, like, cause my body is bigger than it's ever been.
Yeah.
And I'm not upset by that, but it does feel a little off. I think I talked about this before. It's like the curly hair. I'm like, but that's not my hair.
Yeah.
That I've had for 40 years, right? Like, it's just that it's different.
Mm-hmm.
But, I've gotten better with it. But, yeah, I don't know.
I can't say that it would affect my confidence, per se. But I do wish I had a fuller beard.
Oh.
That's fair.
Yeah.
So I'll go bigger?
Yeah.
But, again, it's not really a confidence thing. That's just more of a...
Kind of what I was... thinking was that you would both have really unique and interesting answers.
Yeah, I guess the things that make me self-conscious are more like my teeth are awful. And I hate that. And I break out a lot for no good reason. And my face is ruddy. So like I can't match makeup ever. It's very annoying.
Yeah.
So like those are the types of things and be like would like to have better skin and teeth that are able to chew things easier. Like, So I guess that means, smaller acne?
Sure.
I guess?
Yeah.
Most of my confidence is tied to my ability to make people, entertained. So I would say bigger audiences.
Hey, I really like that answer.
It's not a part of my body, but I want bigger audiences.
It is your fan body.
It's my body of work.
Ooh. Oh,
that's what I want my body of work to be bigger. There you go.
There you go.
That's my answer.
Well done.
I think that's a fucking great answer. I'm really... And the reason that I asked is I'm really self-conscious about taking up too much space.
I get that.
You know? Which is not even a function of my weight. Not even a function of that either. The thing that you're gesturing. But I...
The middle enormous. Finger, what?
It's enormous.
For a lot of my life, I just have felt like I take up too much space physically. Mm. And that I'm in the way. And it really fucks with my confidence. Feeling like I don't belong somewhere and I'm in the way of everything that everyone else is trying to do. And like looking at a lot of the clothes that I want to wear and things like that, they don't make a lot of the fun shit for people my height and weight.
Right.
Even when I feel like I'm at peak physical whatever, you know, mm-hmm. and have a lot of confidence in my appearance overall, I still don't get to do the stuff that I would really like. So, yeah, I would choose to be physically smaller, like a shorter.
Oh, well.
I don't know, a littler dude.
But who am like, I going to ask to get the things up off the top shelf for me?
So, me, but with a stepladder.
So, like, you want your current proportions, but like shrunk down like 5%.
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fair.
Maybe even a little more.
I mean, 5% is a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, it's 1/20.
Yes.
Give or take.
Jesus Christ.
In this case, take.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
What's the next
question? Number 4. Music or food? On a road trip, if you had to turn over control to the front passenger, would you prefer that they have their hands on the stereo and choose the music, or that they choose the restaurants and food, including yours?
No, definitely I want them picking the music. Nobody chooses my food for me.
All right.
Nope. You make suggestions.
Yeah.
Be like, I'd love it if you tried this thing because I think you'd enjoy it, or I want to see the look on your face, whatever. But,
yeah,
I have a very specific set of dietary needs. Yeah. And
I'm imagining Liam Neeson saying that into a phone. I have a very specific set of dietary needs.
I will find you, and I will feed you.
Good luck. Yeah.
Yeah.
If I'm driving, mm-hmm. I would much rather have control over what we're listening to just because it lets me focus on driving better, and I can eat anything, so.
Yeah.
That's fair.
That is literally your performance career as of late. Yeah. Well, all right.
Yeah. Basically.
I don't know. Like, recent road trips, I've really felt like a good space team. Because I haven't had to completely cede control of any of that stuff. And, you know, whichever one of us is the passenger, like, unwraps a burger and hands it to the driver. You know, there's a discussion about what we want to listen to, that kind of thing. Like, that's great. But if I had to give one of those up, I think I would have to say food, because almost exactly what's also said, that like being able to listen to something that will keep me attentive and that will that isn't just going to bore me to death and cause me to, you know, fall asleep and crash into a phone pole is probably to everyone's advantage.
Yeah.
And I can eat most things.
I don't have concerns with music, really.
Yeah.
Like, the noise factor usually isn't an issue.
Yeah.
It's only, like if I'm super tired.
I find that I'm super tired a lot.
But it doesn't... I think I've needed to adjust the radio to something loud like maybe twice in my lifetime to be able to do a car trip. So...
Yeah. I've just found there are some musical styles or some podcasts that just knock me right the fuck out. Mm-hmm. Like, I listen... I love Myths and Legends, the podcast, but that will put me to sleep.
Yeah, I don't have that issue.
Huh?
Especially podcasts. Mm-hmm. Like, I have to listen to it, which is annoying if it's a bad podcast.
Yeah.
Which is why I don't listen to podcasts.
I was going
to
say, that's, yeah.
There's right. the joke.
Yeah. Right. audience members, welcome to Downtown The Joke, population us. The weather is shitty, and the air quality is worse. Question number five.
We've got a fart covered.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
Installed in a plane near you soon. Sandwich or snack, which is a better awful and stupid road trip argument to waste time? First, is a hot dog a sandwich? Or, second, are chocolate pretzels a candy or a snack?
Candy is a snack, so that's a bullshit argument.
I mean, they're both bullshit arguments.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they're definitely
so,
both
wait,
bullshit.
Which one is the better argument to have?
Yeah, which one is the better bullshit argument?
Sandwich.
Yeah? Like, is a hot dog a sandwich?
Yeah.
Huh.
Because at least there are different things that you can take into account. You can take into account culture.
Uh-huh.
You can take into account process. You can take into account tacos, which are lovely.
Indeed.
you can start working your way around the world of raps. You can, like, there are a lot of different angles to be had with that argument. Whereas is it chocolate covered pretzels,
are they a candy or a snack?
The answer is yes. Like, and I don't there's less solid stuff to argue around that. I think there's less different perspectives and ways of attacking it. So,
I don't know.
Yeah,
You're tired.
I just don't care about either of them.
No, I know.
I'm gonna go with the pretzel one.
Yeah. And the reason I ask is a podcast asked that question, and then Bryn and I ended up having like a half hour, 40-minute conversation about pretzels. Being like, because we discussed the legitimacy of chocolate as a candy versus a confection, and
well,
if it
I'm actually,
automatically makes something a dessert.
I'm actually gonna, when Jenna said there's less to argue about with the pretzels, I honestly think that all the argument you really need is to say that M&M's have a candy coating.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's a candy coating, that implies the inside is not candy. It is just a candy coating.
Oh,
that is a good
shit.
One.
And that is a well-known phrase. And so it is canon.
Yeah.
So
candy canon.
So you suddenly have a lot more meat to that candy argument.
Now I want a candy canon. Also,
that is a really good argument.
Yeah, that's fucking solid. Huh. Yeah. Nice.
Wow. All right.
Well, there we go.
Yay!
That is a fast thought.
I love how we all paused and just thought about it for a second there.
Oh, shit. Wow,
God,
that is a damning
tired.
Argument. Yeah.
We are tired, and Salsa just dropped a bunch of information.
Salsa is the rainmaker of really terrible arguments.
Got a little spinny wheel thing going right now.
Buffering.
Just like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dear listeners, if you would like to send in a Fast Five, please send two emails to salsa@a1podcast.com. The first one should include those choices, and the second one repeat those choices, and then give us context. Who's got a shout-out?
I would like to give a shout-out to my little brother, Steve, because he's been helping me with a bunch of testing and getting ready for my friend's show on Friday. And yeah, he has to deal with my angry ass, so it's great.
Oh.
I get real frustrated when things aren't working the way they're supposed to be.
What?
I know.
It's weird.
And my brother's like, cool, I'm just gonna wait for you to run out, and then Yeah.
The first listener to suggest that you call tech support gets free tickets to the sun.
Oh, God. Seriously.
to be launched into the center of our solar system.
But I like working with my brother on these kinds of things because mm-hmm. he has different perspectives.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. He and I think differently, but still about solving the problem. So, like, he'll think of something and I'll be like, oh, I never thought of that. And then I'll say something and be like, oh yeah, because of this thing. And, like, yeah, we can just work on things
bounce
together.
Bounce ideas off each other.
Yeah.
So, yeah, shout out to Steve.
Nice.
I'm going to, I have to do two.
Okay.
The first one is to piss poor. Mm. We're going to miss you, man. So much. You are an amazing performer, and the world is a little less funny because you're retiring. The second one is to my parents, who they just celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary.
Oh, wow.
Their actual anniversary was a few months ago, but they just celebrated this last weekend, and I couldn't be there. Because I was fucking
doing a thing,
swallowing shit in a field.
I thought it was swords, not shit.
Well, one and then the other. You gotta grease the skillet.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, all comes out in the end.
That's also true.
No, genuinely, I love you both. And here's to another 50 more. Or something.
Okay. Yeah. Shout out to my excellent friend and fellow boothie, Abby Dab, whose birthday was last week, and whose birthday we were celebrating this weekend by going to Ren in the Glen. Because I loved Ren in the Glen, and I don't know that I would have made time for it if it wasn't to go somewhere with her for her birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you for making me a fun jerk.
No, Salsa's like, yeah, he was performing.
He didn't come for me.
Oh, no, of course he did.
He wasn't even going to show up if it wasn't for Abby.
No. No, of course. I didn't.
Yeah.
And I even like Abby.
Well, that's weird. All right.
Anybody got something to plug?
Buckle the fuck up, kids.
Oh,
anyone?
Shit.
Piss off, Salsa.
Anyone at all?
I will end you, motherfucker.
James?
I didn't make it to the fart cupboard.
Oh, that's not a thing to play. I mean, kind of.
Stop.
All right. So, friends and enemies and frenemies. This week is the start of the Minnesota Fringe Festival. I have 7 shows. Two of them are Encyclopedia show. 5 of them are Cassandra and a Cat Called Woman. I will send the Facebook group Facebook invites to Salsa, and hopefully they'll make it to you. This Thursday at 6:30 p.m. I will be performing in the Encyclopedia show. Social Justice.
Hey.
And oddly enough, if you go to that one, you're going to hear a piece from the show that is opening the next day.
Ooh.
Cassandra and a Cat Called Woman. I will start by just saying that the opening show is Friday at 8 p.m. Kesson's show is also Friday at 8 p.m.
Oh.
So I understand if you make choices. But I do have a Kesson cameo in my show.
There is that.
So,
two televisions, you can make the correct choice, which is to watch both of
all
them.
All of it. Just all of it at the same time.
Yep.
You're like, why is Kesson echoing right now?
Dude.
Great. So anyway. So yeah, my show opens this Friday at 8 p.m. Central Time. I also have shows on Sunday, at 8, Monday at 8,
mm-hmm.
Wednesday at 8, mm-hmm. and Thursday at 8.
Ah.
So all of my Cassandra shows. And then That following Saturday, August 14th, I will be doing another encyclopedia show on gender.
Yeah.
I might have a few things to say about that. So that is Saturday, August 14th at 3 p.m. And that will be my final show of the Minnesota Fringe Festival. Hey. So, here is a very important thing to know. If you are going to attend a Fringe show, you must buy the ticket. You must have your reservation by the day before. You cannot buy tickets the day of for these shows. So, it's a little bit of a process. You have to buy a button that'll get you an account. And once you have the account, you can buy tickets.
Nice.
Plan accordingly, because now that I have said this on multiple platforms to various people, I am just dreading the person that's like, oh, I couldn't make your show because I couldn't get a ticket the day of. And you're like, I appreciate the thought. Just making sure that everybody knows ahead of time. I don't want anybody to miss out due to awkward timing issues. So get your tickets in advance, not the day of. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Check it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Tim Wick couldn't decide whether he wanted to perform at Convergence or Fringe this year, so we're doing both. Big Fun Radio Fun Time will be at Convergence physically at 8:30 on Friday the 6th, and we will be online Thursday the 12th at 7:30 p.m.
Ooh.
So all right.
Those are, I believe, technically Fringe shows, but the venue for the first one is going to be Convergence.
That's so crazy.
So, yeah, it's kind of bizarre how that works out, but that's how it's working out. So,
All right.
But I'll be making noise for that one.
Yay! You're a noisemaker.
I am.
Well, that's just facts.
Yep.
Yes.
Anything else?
I wanted to say, bye, I love you, bye.
In that case, thank you so very much to everybody who has listened to this much shorter than usual podcast. Thank you to James for writing our Fast Five. On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat that fucking cake.
I want to blame you, and normally I do blame you, but I...
Just go ahead.
I'm pretty sure this is actually my fault.
Oh, shit.
We've got it on tape.